This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law Friday the $2 trillion rescue plan to salvage a U.S. economy crippled by the novel coronavirus on a day the nation recorded more than 100,000 confirmed cases of virus infections. Hours earlier, the House of Representatives passed the package, with lawmakers uniting to greenlight the mega plan as the world's topping number of U.S. COVID-19 infections surged beyond 104,000, including about 1,700 deaths. President Trump said on Friday, March 27, the United States would produce 100,000 ventilators in 100 days and said he had named White House aide Peter Navarro as a coordinator of the Defense Production Act. After days of desperate pleas from the nation's governors, President Trump took a round of steps Friday to expand the federal government's role in helping produce critically needed supplies to help fight the coronavirus pandemic, even as he warned the leaders of hard-hit states not to cross him. He said he wants them to be appreciative. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in Spain has now increased by nearly 8,000. This is by the end of the day Friday, to more than 64,000. The Spanish Health Ministry told the media on Friday that the number of infected health workers in the country currently ranks the first in the world, and the coronavirus epidemic in Spain is nearing its peak, and the strain on the country's health system is continuing. Again, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections in Spain alone increased by nearly 8,000 people by the end of the day on Friday. This is VOA News. America's coronavirus infections have surged to the most in the world, reaching 104,000 cases Friday alone, with New York still the worst hit in the country. Troubling new outbreaks are bubbling in other cities, including Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans, which is rushing to build a makeshift hospital and its convention center. Still, states are pulling back the welcome mat for travelers from the New York area, which is the epicenter of the country's coronavirus outbreak. Some say at least one state's measures are unconstitutional. Governors in the states of Texas, Florida, Maryland, and South Carolina this week ordered people arriving from the New York area, including New Jersey and Connecticut and other virus hotspots, to self-quarantine for at least 14 days upon arriving in those states. However, officials in Rhode Island have ordered state police to begin pulling over drivers with New York plates so that the National Guard officials can collect contact information and inform them of mandatory 14-day quarantines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson became the first world leader of a major country to test positive for the coronavirus. Johnson said on Friday he would still lead the country's response to the outbreak, but he would be holed up inside a borrowed office with the nation's seat of government. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro cast doubt Friday on his own government's statistics on COVID-19 deaths, saying he suspected that they had been inflated to serve political interest. The far-right leader, who has rallied against what he calls the overblown reaction to a disease he compares to a little flu, said he did not believe the coronavirus statistics coming out of the state of Sao Paulo, whose governor he has attacked for his response to the outbreak. Sao Paulo, a teeming industrial hub, has been hit harder by COVID-19 than anywhere else in Latin America so far, with about two-thirds of the deaths registered in Brazil, according to the Federal Health Ministry. But Bolsonaro has questioned that figure. A retired Venezuelan army general indicted alongside President Nicolas Maduro has surrendered in Colombia and is being taken by Drug Enforcement Administration agents to New York City for arraignment. Four people familiar with the situation said this on Friday. Cliver Alcala has been an outspoken critic of Maduro for years, but he was charged Thursday with allegedly running with Maduro and a Socialist Party boss, Diosdado Cabello, and another retired army general considered to be part of a narco-terrorist group. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.